The concept and idea of a sacrificial lamb was a familiar one to Jewish people. All throughout Israel's history, God had revealed that sin separated people from God, and that sin could only be removed by a perfect, pure sacrifice. No forgiveness could be granted, no sinner could be pardoned apart from an acceptable sacrifice. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Our text says that one day, John saw Jesus coming toward him. Now, if we piece all of this together, what happens next after John the Baptist has already baptized Jesus and a dove has come from heaven and landed on Jesus, fulfilling what God had told John the Baptist, that whoever you see the Spirit descend upon is the giver of the Spirit. So on this day, John sees Jesus coming and says in John chapter 1, verse 29, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." The Jewish people, they remembered the story of Abraham and Isaac. As Abraham walked Isaac up the mountain to offer the sacrifice, Isaac asked, "Father, we have the fire and we have the wood, but what about the lamb?" And Abraham responded, "The Lord will provide a lamb." The Jewish people knew about the Passover lamb that was sacrificed and its blood spread over the doorpost. The Jewish people themselves had walked many lambs to the temple to offer sacrifices for their sins. But had they remembered that the blood of bulls and goats and lambs were not sufficient to take away sin? Had they realized that those sacrifices were simply a foreshadowing of what would have to take place? Had they remembered that in Isaiah's prophecy, the Messiah would be led like a lamb to the slaughter? If they hadn't remembered all those things, John the Baptist's declaration would have jarred it back into their minds. So here, John the Baptist is making clear what the task of the Messiah is: to die, to be a substitute, to take the place of sinners, to bear God's wrath against sin for people from every part of the globe. And that's what people need to hear. They need to hear and know that they are in need of a sin bearer, and God has provided the perfect sacrifice in Jesus. So don't get it twisted here. The primary purpose of Jesus and the reason you are in need of Him is not because He can make your business better, or improve your self-esteem, or give you your best life now, or to even help you find a spouse. His primary purpose is to bring glory to God by being a sacrifice for sin, for your sin. Today, when you pray, please pray for Joe and Myra Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Sukuma LifeWord broadcast heard in Tanzania.